Chapter 27. The wagon stopped with a jolt, then, a minute or so later, started up again. Bouncing around inside the basket, I lost all track of time. Where is he taking me? I wondered. What does he plan to do? And why me? My head hit the front of the basket as we jolted to another stop. I shivered. My body was drenched in cold sweat. The air in the box had become sour. I began gasping for fresh air. I let out a cry as the lid suddenly flew open. The harsh sunlight made me shield my eyes. "Remove her," I heard the booming voice of the executioner. Strong arms grabbed me roughly and tugged me from the straw box. As my eyes adjusted to the light, I saw that I was being lifted by two gray uniformed soldiers. They set me on my feet, but my legs gave way and I crumbled to the dirt. "Stand her up," the executioner ordered. I gazed up into the sun at him. His face was hidden once again in the shadow of his dark hat. The soldiers bent to pick me up. Both of my legs had fallen asleep. My back ached from being tossed and tumbled in the cramped box. "Let me go," I managed to cry. "Why are you doing this?" The executioner didn't reply. The soldiers held on to me until I could stand on my own. "You've made a terrible mistake," I told him, my voice trembling with anger, with fear. "I don't know why I'm here or how I got here, but I am the wrong girl. I am not who you think I am." Again, he did not reply. He gave a signal with one hand, and the guards took my arms and turned me around. And as I turned away from the executioner, away from the sun, the dark castle rose in front of me. I saw the wall, the courtyard, the dark, slender towers looming up over the stone castle. The Terror Tower. He had brought me to Terror Tower. This is where Eddie and I had seen him for the first time. This is where the executioner had first chased us. In the 20th century, though. In my time. In the time where I belonged. Hundreds of years in the future. Somehow, Eddie and I had been dragged back into the past, to a time where we did not belong, and now Eddie was lost, and I was being led to the Terror Tower. The executioner led the way. The soldiers gripped my arms firmly, pulling me through the courtyard toward the castle's entrance. The courtyard was jammed with silent, grim-looking people, dressed in rags and tattered, stained gowns. They stared at me as I was dragged past. Some of them stood hunched like scarecrows, their eyes vacant, their faces blank, as if their minds were somewhere else. Some sat and wept, or stared at the sky. A bare-chested old man sat under a tree, frantically scratching his greasy tangles of white hair with both hands. A young man pressed a filthy rag against a deep cut in his dirt-caked foot. Babies cried and wailed. Men and women sat in the dirt, moaning and muttering to themselves. These sad, filthy people were all prisoners, I realized. I remembered our tour guide, Mr. Starks, telling us that the castle had first been a fort, then a prison. I shook my head sadly, wishing I were back on the tour, in the future, in the time where I belonged. I didn't have long to think about the prisoners. I was shoved into the darkness of the castle, dragged up the twisting stone steps. The air felt wet and cold as I climbed. A heavy chill seemed to rise up the stairs with me. "Let me go!" I screamed. "Please, let me go!" The soldiers shoved me against the stone wall when I tried to pull free. I cried out helplessly and tried again to tug myself loose, but they were too big, too strong. The stone stairs curved round and around. We passed the cell on the narrow landing. Glancing toward it, I saw it was jammed with prisoners. They stood in silence against the bars, their faces yellow and expressionless. Many of them didn't look up when I passed. Up the steep, slippery stairs, up to the dark door at the top of the tower. "No, please," I begged. "This is all wrong, all wrong." But they slid the heavy metal bolt on the door and pulled the door open. A hard shove from behind sent me sprawling into the tiny tower room. I stumbled to the floor, landing on my elbows and knees. I heard the heavy door slam behind me, then I heard the bolt sliding back into place, locked in. I was locked in the tiny cell at the top of Terror Tower. "Sue!" A familiar voice called my name. I raised myself to my knees, glanced up. "Eddie!" I cried happily. "Eddie, how did you get here?" My little brother had been sitting on the floor against the wall. Now, he scrambled over to me and helped me to my feet. "Are you okay?" he asked. I nodded. "Are you okay?" "I guess," he replied. He had a long dirt smear down one side of his face. His dark hair was matted wetly against his forehead. His eyes were red-rimmed and frightened. "The caped man grabbed me," Eddie said. "Back in the town, in the street. You know, when the ox cart came by?" I nodded. "I turned around and you were gone." "I tried to call you," Eddie replied, "but the caped man covered my mouth. He handed me to one of his soldiers, and they pulled me behind one of the cottages." "This is so awful," I cried, struggling to hold my tears back. "One of the soldiers lifted me onto his horse," Eddie said. "I tried to squirm away, but I couldn't. He brought me to the castle and dragged me up to the tower." "The caped man? He's the Lord High Executioner," I told my brother. "That's what I heard a woman call him." The words made my brother gasp, his dark eyes locked onto mine. "Executioner?" I nodded grimly. "But why does he want us?" Eddie demanded. "Why has he been chasing us? Why are we locked up in this horrible tower?" A sob escaped my throat. I don't know," I stammered. I started to say something else, but stopped when I heard noises outside the door. Eddie and I huddled together in the center of the room. I heard the bolt slide open. The door slowly began to open. Someone was coming for us.